dear friends, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Rough Road.
It's been a long time, baby, and it has been a rough road.
That's right, Mariah. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Don McClain, and he goes by one name and one name only, Kenny. Mm-hmm. We're so glad you're here. Howdy, Kenny. Sit back, relax, grab your Gatorade, grab your Lipton iced tea, grab your Arnold Palmer, and let us entertain you. I knew. That's why I said it. I knew you liked the Arnie Palmers.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm ready to laugh. Everyone, take a sip of your beverage. Let's get ready to have some fun here.
Mm. Mm. Cheers.
Let's do that. Cheers.
We're not messing around right now. They're cowboys and cowgirls. It's time for the Alexis Thompson Scream Pop Culture Quiz. Alexis is going to list off a series of pop culture questions. Dawn, Kenny, and myself, we're just going to scream out the first thing that comes to your mind and most our mind, and most likely it won't make any damn sense, but that's what the fun part about this is.
Exactly. You ready, Lex? I'm ready if you're ready.
Yep.
Alrighty, these are all movie questions today. Decided to go with the theme, why not, right?
Yep.
All right, so this goes with our Project Down and Dirty classic radio drama. What are the dying words of Charles Foster Kane in Citizen Kane?
Oh, Rosebud.
Ding, ding. Chase, is that what you were going to say, Chase?
Well, I couldn't process it, and I knew that Dawn, I'm so Midwestern, I'm so, like, polite even in a game like this. I'm like, I know Dawn loves this movie, so I'll let her go.
I'll let her do it.
No, I won't tell you what that means, because I don't want to spoil it, but...
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, come on, Kenny.
Uh-oh.
Kenny, don't do it.
That's my boy, Kenny.
Knew how to pop this question in there, guys.
Lex, you knew what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. Who played Mrs. Robinson in The Graduate?
Sophia Loren.
Yes, Bancroft.
Jason. Bancroft. Right. Yes. Yeah. What was the first what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
Snow White and the Seven
Steamboat.
Dwarfs.
Steamboat Willie.
Jace, you got it. Snow White.
1937.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that other one was a short.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie.
Oh, full length.
You two are technically right, but you have to listen closely to what Alexis said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Steamboat Willie was the first short with Mickey Mouse. Feature length is what she said.
Okay, zip it. Okay.
What movie did Tom Hanks score his first Academy Award nomination?
Rain Man.
Nope.
Wait, he wasn't in Rain Man.
What?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Nope. Before that.
Captain Phillips.
Money
the
pit.
One where he's on the island with the soccer ball.
Splash.
Captain Phillips.
Splash.
No.
Splash.
Nope. Nope.
Bachelor Party.
Nope. Nope.
Bosom Buddies.
Not a movie.
Sorry, dog. Whatever, dog.
The one with the mermaid.
Splash.
Nope. Nope.
She said that.
Nope. Keyboard. No. Keyboard?
Big!
Keyboard.
There we go. You got it. Jace, Big.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Big.
First. I thought the movie was Keyboard. I'm like, what's that?
No. I missed that one.
That was a clue.
Okay.
You never seen Big, Kenny?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's good.
Let me guess.
He changes bodies with a kid.
Yeah.
Am I right? Is he? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the reverse of that, but yeah.
The reverse, yeah. But directed by the great Penny Marshall.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever, Kenny.
Right. I got it right. I was swinging blindly, and I got it right.
Kenny.
You need to watch it now.
It's one of Penny Marshall's best movies, yes.
I'll pass. Laverne, you mean?
Laverne!
Oh, all right. Let's keep going here. What flavor of Pop-Tarts does Buddy the Elf use
strawberry.
In his spaghetti in Elf?
Strawberry,
nope.
Blueberry.
Nope.
Cherry.
Cinnamon spice.
Nope.
Peanut butter.
Watermelon.
Pickles. Dill pickles.
Blueberry. Raspberry. Strawberry.
No blueberries. No
cheddar
berries.
Cheese. Cheddar cheese.
Lingonberry.
No berries.
Acorn.
No berries?
No berries.
Okay,
no.
Oh, chocolate.
Chocolate. That's it.
Son of a biscuit.
It's a Pop-Tart, Don. It is a son of a biscuit.
Biscuit.
What real life on and off relationship power couple starred in the film Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Joni and Chachi.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Richard Burton!
Nailed it!
That's a hard one to watch.
That's it.
Boy, all they do is yell at each other. Yeah, oh, that's a tough one to watch.
Art imitating life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Who played juror number 8 in 12 Angry Men?
Tom Hanks.
Jack Lemmon.
Bill
Skarsgård.
Archie
Bunker.
Stellan Skarsgård.
Sidney Poitier.
Nope.
Flip
George
Wilson.
George Burns.
Nope. Soupy Sales.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, that would be something.
Red Fox.
That's the first time Soupy Sales has ever been said on our show. We've never said Soupy Sales ever on the show.
Alan
Jack
Alda.
Lemon. Someone said that.
Vincent Price.
Nope.
Okay.
Tony
Henry
Randall.
Fonda.
Henry Fonda. Okay.
All right. The head of what kind of animal is front and center in an infamous scene from The Godfather?
Horse.
A horse.
It's a horse. Oh. Yep.
He made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
That's right.
What TV show was Jack Nicholson referring to when he ad-libbed, "Here's Johnny"?
In The Shining. Tonight Show.
Yep. Starring Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. In what 1976 thriller does Robert De Niro famously say,
"Deep fear"?
Taxi Driver.
You talking to me? Ding, Kenny.
I just told you. It's Taxi Driver. Next
question.
You did
it.
Oh,
all right.
Come on, let's go.
Three fourths Cape Fear, though. He wasn't that, and that was a thriller.
That's true, too.
I don't think McClane, Taxi Driver is
lost.
A thriller.
McClain, you lost. Admit it. Admit defeat. Don't be a sore loser. I'm the champion here.
Championship. For what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Jason, say it again.
Schindler's List.
Ding, ding.
Oh. Wow, it was that late in his career?
Yeah, that's why I didn't know that. Yeah, that's why it was a big deal. It was.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, well, a big deal because it's a fantastic movie, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just learned something. Interesting.
Yep. Oh, see, there we go. What Hollywood
movie
star... See,
Dawn, that's how you graciously lose right there. That was it.
I can't hear Kenny. He lost connection. There's something going on.
He's going through the tunnel, Dawn. He's going through the tunnel.
There's static all of a sudden. What the?
You'd be going, it's not good.
What Hollywood movie star plays himself in Zombieland?
Paul Lynde.
That's
Woody
Bill
Harrelson.
Murray. Bill Murray.
Oh. Bill Murray, you got it.
I've never seen that movie. Oh, it was Bill Murray's 70th birthday yesterday.
It was. Yes, it was.
Or was it the day before?
The day before, I believe.
Yeah.
Let's see. Which 1964 musical blockbuster did Julie Andrews win the Academy Award for?
Sound of Music. Yeah.
Nope.
Mary Poppins!
It's what? Mary Poppins. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Best actress.
No kidding. Huh? The hills are alive with Mary Poppins.
I just realized when Dawn starts to say the same answer that I do, my instinct is to scream it louder.
Yes!
Because I think that works.
You win, Jason.
Yeah,
that's how you become a champion.
Dawn, it always goes first. We have time for one more, Lex.
Let's see. Okay, what is the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time?
Godfather.
Friday the 13th?
No. Nope.
It just happened, I believe.
It's more recent.
Yeah, Get Out?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I'm going to slap
myself.
In
the last few years.
Yes, I know. I'm going to slap myself when you say it.
I'm absolutely stumped.
I don't know. Just give
it
to us.
Do you want a clue? Joaquin Phoenix.
The Joker.
Joker. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn it, McClane.
Highest grossing R-rated movie of all time. Joker.
Son of a biscuit.
Oh, man. Who wins?
I really thought you were going to work blue there, McClane. Boy, you scared me.
I
puckered a little bit.
I know.
Like, well,
I know.
Today's Dawn's last day. See you, Dawn.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Get somebody lined up to produce two shows.
Two shows.
Yeah. Good luck finding someone. Kidding?
Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could say anything you want on the air.
Jeez, I know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Elizabeth Reese and the Dirt Alert right after this.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Well, she's still here. Thank goodness. That's how I'm just going to open this segment now. Jace and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Elizabeth Reese is here with the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello. It is true. I mean, people keep seeing me, you know, if they see me at the station and they're like, wow, you're still here. My friends think it's nuts to work. Today is my due date to work all the way through. Yeah. But, you know, I want the time after.
Yes. Yep.
And so you have to sort of strategize a little bit. Plus, I just kind of feel like, I don't know. Like, I like hanging out with you guys. It's not like my job is like shoveling coal. It's pretty fun. So I like going to work. And well, it's okay.
I made a reference. It was so funny, Elizabeth. I made a reference to you. And I often do, like, on the talk show.
We do the same.
Yeah, if something goes wrong or if a guest looks bored, I always make the joke. What you want to be on Twin Cities Live? Go over there. But I made a
Our producers would love that because they would do less work.
Yeah. I made a reference about you being pregnant.
Yeah.
And somebody on our staff literally said with a straight face, "She's pregnant." Yeah,
no one knows.
And I said, "Yes." I go, like, as in, she's so pregnant, she could be giving birth right now.
That's
like
true.
As we speak.
It's totally true. This happened to me. Up. I was out in Wayzata a couple of weeks ago, and there was a woman checking out behind me at this cute place, the grocer's table. FYI, you guys should go. Anyway, I tried to take her item and purchase it for myself because I just saw it sitting there. And I have pregnancy brain. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. That is your item. I apologize. And I was like, please just blame the pregnancy. And she looked at me and she goes, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you were pregnant. And of course I had a mask on, but she heard my voice and then recognized me. And she's like, cause I never see you a full body shot of you right now. And so in that way, it's been the greatest blessing of a pregnancy of my life.
Yep. Right.
There you go. And speaking of pregnancy, Gigi Hadid had her baby and Zayn Malik confirmed it. You know, this is the celebrity thing right now is to post a photo of your baby's hand around your hand, which I think is sweet because it gives people a glimpse of the baby and proves that the baby actually exists. But you don't have to show the baby's face.
Right.
Celebrities don't really want to do that, and that's fair. But Zayn Malik, who is Gigi Hadid's boyfriend, posted, "Our baby girl is here, healthy and beautiful. To try to put into words how I'm feeling right now would be an impossible task." And just went on and said, "Thankful for the life we will have together." It was a very cute new dad post. So they're very excited about this new little one.
Aww. Well, I have to admit, I'm glad because I mean this with no hate. I didn't have a lot of faith in these two.
I know.
You know what I mean? As a couple. I didn't. Yeah. So this is lovely. I'm really happy for
them. I mean, now they're getting a little bit old. He's 27.
Yeah.
But they were together in their young 20s. I mean, think about how up and down things were in your young 20s. I mean, except for Alexis. Yeah. She's been with Angel since she was, you know.
20.
Yeah. But it still isn't like, I think a lot of people I know who dated in their 20s broke up a lot even. Like, even my girlfriends who got married in their 20s, like, they broke up with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
Before they got married, where, like, I didn't meet Jay till I was 29. We never broke up. We just then got married, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Because I think in your 20s, you're just kind of figuring things out.
You don't know what's going on.
And they're so rich and beautiful that, I mean, honestly, the world is their oyster.
It is. They're like, wow.
Am I sure this is the best I can do? Is what they were probably thinking. She's like, I'm Gigi Hadid. Hello. From one relationship that's going well to another that's not, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. So this is kind of interesting. She's opening up about their marriage. And what she says, though, I thought was fascinating. She said that, you know, of course it didn't happen overnight, right? Fans hear that they got divorced. But she says she thought about divorcing Jay Cutler every day for 2 years.
Whoa.
And she said that when people would refer to them as couple goals, which I don't really know who was ever doing that because he was super, like, he's just whiny and he was cutting to her regularly on their reality show. But when they did that show, very Cavallari, she revealed that she felt like she was drowning. She said she's proud of herself for making the decision and said her whole world is opening up now because of it. And she said when people would say couple goals about them, she would just think, if they only knew. Which I think is another example of you never really know what's going on behind closed doors.
Of course not.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. She said they are co-parenting well right now, though, even though it was a little bit bumpy at the beginning.
Until he reads that interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said they talk every day, basically every day. That's nice.
I know. He's so whiny, though, guys.
I never watched the show.
And it doesn't even, I mean, even just as the Bears quarterback, he was whiny. And I'm not just saying that as a Packers fan. I'm just saying that as a human being who doesn't like whiny pro athletes.
Since this may be your last dirt alert
any
for a
day,
while,
it could be, yes.
On that note, my buddy Kendall said something that Lex, Dawn, and Elizabeth, I think you guys will all cheer because the women in our audience lost their mind in a good way. We were talking about how these rumors, Elizabeth, that Aaron Rodgers, I guess, is doing really well right now.
Yeah, he is. He's having so much fun.
And he threw shade at all of his exes.
Yep.
And everyone's like, see, he's better single. And Kendall goes, you know what? Bite me. Why is it always the woman? Why do they always blame the women in these situations? Like Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo.
Yes.
They're like, you know what? Why aren't we blaming the men for not being able to focus?
Honestly.
Like, why is it on the woman? Why is it always the blame? Oh,
it's ridiculous.
The curse. It's Jessica Simpson curse. And it's the Danica Patrick curse.
Yeah. Olivia Munn.
Kendall said that, and I'm not kidding. We were flooded with tweets going, that's right, I never thought about it that way, and I've never thought about it that way. But they do always, sports fans blame the woman.
Well, and I don't want to overstate this, but I don't think it is overstating it, that it's just one step further than saying, like, oh, a woman can't wear a low-cut dress somewhere because it's too distracting for the men. Like, how about the men get it together and figure it out?
So
you know what I mean?
Her presence in the stands is going to make him not perform. It's so ridiculous
it's
and antiquated.
So ridiculous, and it has nothing to do with her. If he can't get it together and do his job while he's in a relationship, then he needs to figure out how to prioritize stuff. Honestly, but listen, if Aaron Rodgers keeps winning games, we're happy. Okay, gotta go.
He's on Hell's fantasy team. So he's like, that's go Aaron.
The very pregnant Elizabeth
Very
Reese.
Pregnant.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to take a break. You can watch Elizabeth today at 3 on Twin Cities.
Hopefully.
Live. Hopefully, yes. We'll be right back, everyone.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor.
From like the 70s or 80s.
This commercial is based on a true story.
Hello? Tracy. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight. Thanks anyway.
After a family bought an Atari video game, they had no trouble getting babysitters.
Oh, boy, Dad.
Hello? Kate. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight. Bye.
Everybody enjoys Atari because Atari has so many different games to enjoy.
Hello? Karen. No, we don't need a babysitter tonight.
No other company offers you as many different video game cartridges as Atari.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh.
Gosh, were you guys one of the cool kids that had an Atari?
I had a Texas Instruments computer, and we had bootleg-like versions of Atari games.
Yes. Yeah.
You were the cool kid, Kenny. You too, Jace?
My Uncle Mike had the first one in our family.
It was a tennis game.
Pong.
Mine was the Pong game.
You just had Pong?
Yeah, and you could set it up to where the ball is going straight from racket from side to side, and you could actually get up and go to the kitchen and go to school and come back and eat a lunch and watch Days of Our Lives, and then 8 hours later pick it up, and that ball is still going back and forth between the two rackets. It was such a joke.
I loved Atari Space Invaders. Oh man,
we weren't that cool.
Oh, you weren't? Oh yeah, no. Atari 2600. Oh, that was the first one, or the most commonly purchased one. And then you had the one where you jumped. You were an explorer, and you jumped over like a rope. You jumped over like crocodiles and stuff. But Riptide? Pitfall! And Pitfall!
Ours was called Jungle Gym because it was the bootleg version.
Seriously?
Yeah,
it was the generic version.
Texas Instruments home computer. The cartridges looked the same, but they had just had different names. It was the exact same game.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, like Pac-Man was called Munch Man, which pains me to say Munch. Munch Man.
No way.
That was my nickname in high school.
Ew.
When is the show over? Ew.
It wasn't. Oh. Was it really called Munch Man?
Yeah, Munch Man.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
From Texas Instruments?
Yeah, Texas Instruments. You had cartridges and everything, and Munch Man.
Oh, you're right. I'm looking at it now. Munch Man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that girl. That is some boot.
Dom, okay.
That is some
it's
bootleg. Right. Yeah. That's some Missouri bootleg game
Come
in there.
On now.
Oh,
better than what I had. I was jumping rope and playing Foursquare.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have anything. Yeah.
No, it wasn't until we moved to New Jersey. And then we got a Nintendo. And that was a big deal.
Yeah,
that you mean was tetherball like Napoleon Dynamite tetherball.
Yeah,
where you just knock a ball around a pole
on a string. Yeah, that was one of my favorite things to do.
Kenny, she was basically a pilgrim when she was a kid.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't Columbus invented that right back in the 1600s?
Quality game continued on through the 80s and 90s.
Just go outside and play tetherball. Shut up.
Yep. I'd mix like dirt and rocks and stuff together, pretend we were, you know, mom and dad and witches out there making brew.
Oh, I used to do that. I used to play Little House on the Prairie, and I would like make soup out of dirt and berries, and I'm like, this is what we're eating.
Yep.
Go play in the dirt, Dawn.
Yeah, I did.
I had a family member that ate dirt. Ate it all the time.
That's something on that strange addiction.
Oh, pica. Yeah. Is that what it's called? It's a disorder you have. Some pregnant women get it. You crave things
you
like
dirt
and laundry detergent. It has to do with like the iron in your you're missing.
No, they were just really poor.
Oh, no.
Oh, they were for nutrition? That was
I'm not making a joke. I'm just being very honest.
Oh.
They were living
in a sod hut, eating the walls.
And it wasn't just because that. She liked dirt. And we laugh about it to this day. And my favorite quote from this individual in my life, she goes, and I quote, "I knew where the good dirt was."
Delicious. Yeah, just like berries. You have to be careful which ones you eat.
Yeah.
You could die.
She knew where the good dirt was. Just, every time she says it, I don't know. She loved it.
Sure and fast way to get a tapeworm, right?
Yeah.
Eating dirt.
Have you ever had worms?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
When's the end of the show again?
Yeah. Like roundworm or eaten worm?
Dawn, me asking worms isn't worse than Kenny saying his nickname in junior high was Munch Man. So I'm just let's just be very clear.
I don't know why you're mocking. I had a full schedule.
I just keep getting the image of him in that football uniform with that
The hair.
Oh, that lush hair.
No, but seriously, show of hands, anyone on this broadcast, who's had worms?
You mean to eat them or like ringworm? Because I've had both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Okay, did she really just ask to eat them or to have them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a big difference, Jace.
No, not to eat them, you pilgrim. I mean have
them.
We
did that once,
Yeah, yep. I've never had... Okay, Kenny, you...
No, no.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I grew up in a civilized society.
Yeah,
I've never. I don't think I've had. Dawn, you are a strong yep.
Oh yeah, I've got a couple different kinds.
What?
Really?
A couple different kinds.
You run around in the country and you don't have shoes on, and you get like worm. You get like a tapeworm or whatever. Yeah, I've had that and ringworm.
I've only had ringworm.
Tapeworm. Tapeworms are inside of you, aren't
That's
they?
That's right.
Yeah, well, the ringworm is too. And you get that patchy, itchy rash.
How does a tapeworm get in there?
Well, it's something about your feet. It's like they can get in through the soles of your feet if you're running around without your shoes off on.
Talk about this.
But I thought tapeworms existed in your intestines.
They do, but they get in through your feet, I believe. I might be wrong about that.
You can eat it, too.
There's two doors. I thought they were only in golden retrievers. So I thought it was only something a dog could get.
Well, I told you about those dogs that used to hunt me, and I had to run from them and climb up the clothesline pole because they were like...
They were randy.
They were. And they'd been running through the ditch, so they were all ditch water belly. Oh. And it was just such a tiny little thing.
The smallest one,
I was so scared. I'd go so fast on my bike, but then my bell bottom would get caught in my bike chain. I mean, it was a thing.
One time
I had to take my pants off because my bell bottom was stuck in the bike chain. And it was a day off from school, but
the dogs are closing in.
But the public school had kids in. The dogs are closing in. The public school bus is coming by because I was in Catholic school. It was like a holy day, so I had it off. And I was running home without pants on, and the dogs were chasing me. And here's the public school kids laughing at me.
Oh my gosh.
They had long, like, hippie hair, white blonde hair, like Brady Bunch hair.
The Bumpus's dogs are chasing you down with their swamp bellies.
That's what set me on the edge. Dog talking about their wets.
I would either run up a tree to get away from them or the clothesline, and there wasn't anything close.
Oh my God.
It was a bad day. And their names, I can tell you, they were the Spillers kids who lived down the street. The dogs' names were J.D. and Arnold Zeffel. One was like white dog, a Great Pyrenees, and the other one was golden retriever.
Jason, can you hear the bus driver on the public school bus? Now, if you look to your right, you'll see Hillbilly Don McLean running home without any pants on as the Bumpus's dogs chase her up a flagpole.
And in 3 days, she'll have a tapeworm.
Without pants.
Oh, God, Dawn.
Oh, man.
I can't believe it. Oh.
Time for some antibiotics.
Oh, my God.
They didn't have antibiotics in Missouri or Indiana. What are you kidding me?
Oh, really?
We just had to heal.
Right. You just dealt with your worms?
Just had to heal, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I got some medicine for that, for both of those.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. God. Let's take a break. I got to say this before, because where's my job? Or where's not my job? Where's my...
Good question. Where's my job?
Hey, guys, my talk's listen to rewards. Get lit with a $1,500.
Stop it. I got to get through this with a $1,500 Lighting RX.
That's great. It's a great price.
Thank you. A $1,500 Lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights.
Big deal, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, ringworm.
We're giving away Staples gift cards, Dick's Sporting Goods gift cards, Starbucks, and Chipotle. Sign up at mytalk1071.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk1071, Everything Entertainment. Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace. Yeah. You do?
Hon, you are going to be a millionaire.
What?
Oh. All you have to do is write these stories down, put them in script form, and you could sell this to Netflix or Hulu or MGM. My God. Your stories are so absurd and hilarious, and I know they're absolutely true.
You can't make that up.
Oh, my God. They're looking for content.
You're right,
this
Kenny.
It's a Netflix series, girl. You're going to be rich.
Oh, yeah.
God. I mean, just... And I am unlucky today that we talk about Dawn's country dog swamp belly... Swamp dogs. And then I have to do a dog food commercial right after it.
I thought you were going to do something like avoid that.
Oh, every time.
Belly.
every time I said the word dog food, it immediately I saw little Don McLean running down the road with a pack of dogs behind her.
I
had to totally shut it off. If you go back and listen to that commercial, there's a point where I almost lose it and then I shut it down. And then I forgot what I thought of, but I'm like, okay, I got to get through this. It's 42 more seconds. And I tried to avoid saying the word dog for the rest of the commercial. God. That was
so funny. Oh, the picture you paint. You've got to write this stuff down, Don.
Well,
I guarantee you'll be rich.
We were going through, Don, when we were traveling back from getting dar, and we were in your state of Missouri, and Colin kept pointing to various things and going, well, there's the S dump. There's another S dump. Oh, gosh. Dirty old Missouri.
You know, do me a favor. I need a little cha-ching, too. When you write this down, could you just give me one episode where I'm, like Rocco said, I'm shooting armadillos, drinking beer at the S dump? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like fun.
Okay, absolutely.
That's as hillbilly as it gets.
We'll make you a character.
Yeah, Lex, you're the only one without, like, a couple drops of hillbilly in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was a military kid, so that's a whole different bag of stuff.
Absolutely.
But you're right, yeah.
You're the
only one. My dad grew up, he was more than us, but yeah.
Yeah, we're the three of us are very... I was thrown in the back of a pickup truck, and, you know, which is so unsafe, but we drove everywhere like that. And then when we'd go through the drive-through, they would get the food up there, and then they'd pull up and let me grab my food in the back of the pickup truck.
Yep.
And, that's what you did.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yep. So it was
perfect.
Different era.
Yeah, you guys should all write a book, all three of you. Divvy up the chapters.
Oh, gosh.
I thought about doing it about my 20s because they were just so outrageous, but... I don't think enough time has passed.
Well, you call it Muncher or whatever your nickname is now.
Munchman?
Oh, Munchman. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, no, none of it even comes close to Dawn's childhood in Dirty Old Missouri.
No.
Is that what we're going to call it? Let's call it Dirty Old Missouri.
We'll have to get MC writing credit on that.
Yeah. Seven-episode season. Yeah. I want a seven-to-eight-episode season. Yeah. And you could do it all the way up through high school, too.
That's true.
In your notes.
And then it goes downhill from there.
Creeping on Brad Pitt. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. It's so good. It's so good. And, yeah. Passing notes itself is just... Dawn just sent us... look at your text message, everybody. A picture of Dawn. Is this the era where you were attacked by the swamp dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Look at. See, you were so cute. The swamp dogs couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
In my mind's eye, those swamp dogs, never did eat dog food once. It was always scraps and garbage and tin cans.
Yeah.
Licking out the cans of corned beef hash
isn't it funny, guys? And it's a general. I'm making a broad statement here, but I just think of dogs. You know, we had house dogs, but my papa, Betty and Earl, they never had a dog inside. They were always outdoor dogs, and just treated very different. I mean, not abusive or not at all, but you know, they weren't beloved. Now. I mean, look, pets are a $5 billion industry, if not more. And
Can you imagine Papa strolling their dog in a stroller?
No!
God.
Can you imagine that?
No! I mean, he had a dog named Shep, like Shepherd, but it was a Shepherd mix. So Papa thought it would be funny just to Shep. That's right, you know. Anyway, and that dog, you know, ate... You know, whatever Papa had, here's some extra biscuits, whatever. You know, and he was treated well, but he wasn't, like, beloved. And Earl didn't dote on him like we dote on our dogs. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder when that switch happened. I don't know if it was, like, in the late 90s, but there was a switch in how our culture looked upon our pets like that.
I mean, these country dogs, we would pick ticks off of them. You know, it was like just something. The size, I mean, they would have like eight of them, like big ones. It was so disgusting. I don't want to make anyone sick right now, but we're like, yeah, get that. I mean, that's what you're doing as a kid, as a pastime, is picking ticks.
No, but they were the size. Those ticks were the size of Rolos, and they were like gross. Big and white and squishy.
Rolos.
Yeah. Okay. Is the show over? Yeah, Dawn, the show's over
it's
now.
It's over. Thank God.
Hey, Dawn, have
suddenly
fun.
Suddenly, I
Steve.
Wanted a sweet treat.
Yeah. And now you have to deal with Steve for 3 hours. Yes. Dawn, have fun.
Steve seems like a dream right now.
Exactly. Steve is a dream.
Yeah.
Go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You do you with your Rolo tits.
You big fat tits.
Oh, we love you.